Welcome to Diary of the Mom Squad with Kate and Brittany. Tune in for insights into the hilarious, heartfelt, and often chaotic world of motherhood, where no one has everything figured out and we all need a whole lot of Jesus. So grab a cup of coffee, take a break, and join this crazy journey together. This is Diary of the Mom Squad, where moms connect, support, and thrive.
So you might be wondering what we're actually doing here.
Right?
So this idea came to me. I was actually at the Christian Music Broadcasters Conference in Orlando, and we were talking about like digital offerings and podcasts and things. And we have the Rewind podcast already. We have the Hometown Journal with Mark, which is like community oriented. And we have the Hope podcast from Laura. But I was like, you know what we don't have? Something with moms.
Yeah.
And I'm a new mom. And I thought, who better to help me out than Kate? Because
that's like putting that way up there. No pressure. I would have loved to have had some more mom resources when I was going through my early years of motherhood. I think maybe my kids are all, Aiden's about to turn 13. So all of my kids and my stepkids are now either teenagers or into young adulthood. And I think looking back, if I had had a little bit more of somebody letting me know that it was okay, right?
Yes.
Like, I think half the time I was like, I'm totally failing at this thing called motherhood and I'm never going to make it.
And we do. We beat ourselves up all the time. We're like, are we doing enough for our kids? And really, all they remember is us showing up. Showing up most of the time is just half the battle and just being there for them when they need somebody to talk to. And we put all this pressure on us. Like, are we doing enough activities?
Right.
Are we like, do I have enough sensory activities for my 2-year-old? Like, I see it all the time. Like, oh, you should do this thing in ice cubes and you should do this. And I'm like, if I'm not doing that, am I being a bad mom?
Yeah, so that brings up a good point because we're like a decade and a half apart probably in age and where our stages of kids are and everything. Do you feel more pressure right now as a millennial mom than maybe I did kind of? I'm that weird like Gen X or crossover, almost millennial. So yeah,
I think it's hard in this generation just because we have the internet.
Yes.
And so like I wouldn't necessarily know what other moms were doing unless they like lived in my neighborhood and invited me over for a play date. And I saw some mom doing something and I thought, oh, that's cool. Let me try that. Now it's like every time I go on social media, like moms are posting all these cool things they're doing. And I'm like, because I'm not doing all those things, am I still doing enough? Even like sometimes if she's playing independently by herself, I have this urge to go in there and interrupt her and play with her and bother her almost because I'm like, is it okay to let her play by herself or do I need to be spending this quality time with her all the time?
Oh, man, that's such a hard thing, too. Like, I'm a huge proponent of independent play.
Yeah.
I think that my kids, and some of it was necessity. Like I was at the time when my kids were the ages of your daughter, I was basically single parenting it, even though I wasn't a single parent yet at that point in my story. But my ex-husband was military and he was gone all the time. And so for me, that independent play was like,
I can breathe for a second. Yeah.
For 2 seconds. Now, sometimes, you know, Christian managed to erase my entire laptop in a matter of like three minutes one day while I was doing something in the kitchen. But, you know, it didn't always work out all the ways that it should. But yeah, it's that quote, comparison is the thief of joy.
Yes. Yes.
And like we compare ourselves to everything around us, right?
And I think what we really need to do is instead of like checking in, we need to support other moms and let them know they're doing a good job. But instead of going to them for validation and like making that the end all be all, like just asking our kids, like, are you happy?
Yeah.
Are you having fun today? Like
we
went and did some activities with my daughter and she didn't really react while we were doing the activities. But today at lunch, she was like, oh, I remember this from this weekend and this from this weekend.
Yeah.
So those are the moments where I'm like, okay, I am doing enough.
Yeah. Well, I think too, giving ourselves permission that not every day has to be perfect.
Yeah.
You know, like I think there's that pressure as moms to be like you just said, are my kids happy?
Right.
Are they like, are they remembering like all the good things? And yeah, that's a good thing too. But I think one of the biggest things so far in my motherhood journey that I have learned is allowing them to understand and embrace their vulnerability too, right? Like we talk about adults needing to be a little bit more vulnerable and transparent, but it's okay if they're having a bad day.
Yeah.
And like, just let them know, hey, you're normal.
We are going to have bad days. We're going to have moments of frustration. And then, you know, tomorrow is always a new day. So I agree with you. I think it's a good opportunity to tell, especially as my daughter gets older and maybe into school and things like, hey, today might have been a crummy day, but you can always try again tomorrow and tomorrow can be a better day.
For sure. Now, we want to make sure very loudly and clearly that people understand that we are not trying to set ourselves up as the end-all be-all experts.
We're also, we're not mom experts. We don't know what we're doing. We're just trying to follow Jesus through this thing called motherhood every day. So
So hopefully, I think for us, the heart behind this is really to find that space that feels safe, right? For moms to be able to lean in and say, I can identify with that. Like, yeah, I felt like that yesterday or last week or whatever. And I know even when we were talking to somebody recently, you know, you were like, oh, that makes me feel so much better.
And those are the moments where we're like, okay, we're not alone in this journey. And we want to tackle things like infertility and postpartum depression and being a single mom and maybe having a child with special needs, things that maybe we're not savvy on, but we can bring in guests and have guests talk about those topics. And we want to know what you want to hear about too. Yeah. So you can always message us on our social media accounts, or there's going to be a link to a Google form when we get launched the podcast where you can like comment there and tell us like, hey, I have this topic I want to talk about and I know so-and-so would be a really good guest to have. So this is your mom podcast as much as it is ours.
Yeah, absolutely. And so we are in it with you. We are all, we're all in this together.
Yes.
We're all going to get this figured out. And I think the biggest thing for us at the end of the day is that there is grace, grace, grace for everything that happens. And we're going to mess up just anybody else does. And but I think that's the beauty that God gives us every day. You just mentioned his mercies are new every morning. Like tomorrow is a new day that we can give to our kids, but that we also need to give to ourselves.
Yes.
Like if you feel like it just all went down the trash can today, tomorrow's a new day.
And it's okay to tell our kids that and be like, hey, I messed up.
Yeah.
I'm the one who did this wrong today. It's not your fault. It's mine.
Yeah. So we're going to get a little real. We're going to get, well, a lot real.
Yep.
Yeah, we're going to get a lot real. We're going to hopefully dive into some topics that you will love to hear about and feel like you can connect with. And hopefully at the end of the day, let's just encourage each other.
Thanks for listening to Diary of the Mom Squad. Tune in next time for more stories, more laughter, and the reminder that we always need more Jesus. You got this, Mom.